What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dark Therapy Session. The session is now open. Today's topic is a really, really deep one. And I don't know. It's going to be very, very heavy. That's all I got to say. And with me, as always, is Mr. Brandon Janu. What's up, Mr. Brandon? How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man. I'm hanging in there. I've been having quite a bit of anxiety over this topic here. I'm not gonna lie. It's ever since last week, since we started talking about it, I've just been thinking about it over and over and over again. So it's like, I know I opened up a little bit, saying some things on that bonus episode that we had last week. Y'all go check that out. It was actually taken from the Brandon Janu Show top 10 movies of 90s movies of all time. And towards the end of that, we had a conversation about actually what today's topic is about, which is suicide. And we're gonna talk about just kind of the things like I'm gonna open up about my suicidal tendencies and suicidal thoughts and suicide attempts. Hopefully as best as I can. But what about you, Brandon? Has that ever occurred to you? Has suicide ever occurred to you? Does the thought ever creep up into your mind whenever you don't want it to? Or have you ever tried to commit suicide?
I came close once. My mom took the keys away from me, but I was gonna find a ditch somewhere to plummet. But I came close once. It's something that I watched like Pete Davidson. He sat down with like Charlamagne tha God and they were talking. He was like, you're depressed? He's like, I'm always depressed. Like, I'm always contemplating suicide. And that's kind of how I am. I think something that you talked about before we got on here, don't be afraid of those thoughts because those thoughts are there. I'm not going to sit here and act like I don't think about it. I think about it probably more now than I've ever thought about it before. As I'm getting older. And I've said it numerous times on my podcast or even on this podcast. Like, I'm getting older. I'm not getting younger. And not just I'm getting older, but the people around me are getting older. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not getting older. So a lot of things that, I'm starting to realize I might not be able to have or maybe achieve right now. And I get people say, that has to wait. That time will, time tell, like, time waits for no man. That's always what I've been thinking. But it's also like people tell me like, no, you have to be patient. Things are gonna come the way it's supposed to come for you. And it's like, which one is it? You know what I'm saying? And that gets me depressed, and then that gets me into a suicidal thought process. It's just like because I don't know particularly. I don't know what's next, and that drives me up a wall. Sometimes because just like when you don't know what's next, do you even see the point of staying? And I think that's why I've always had that. And I've been, like I said before, on like a couple of podcasts, I've had super suicidal thoughts since I was a kid. This isn't new. This isn't something that just popped up. I was writing, I want to kill myself and I don't want to be here when I was in the first fucking grade. Like, nothing's changed. It just now I understand why I might want to take myself out because life is fucking hard. Like, this shit is not easy. Like, nobody gives you no. This is the test of all tests. And you sometimes you don't want to fail it, but you damn sure don't want to also pass it. So you just want to incomplete it and get the fuck out of there. And I think that's what it is. Sometimes I can understand if somebody does get to the point of thinking that because it's just like, man, fuck it. There is no end in sight. So let me give you my own. Let me give my own end. Let me write
Facts.
my own chapter. And I think that that's, I understand it. I 100% understand it. Don't mean I would do it, but I'm not gonna act like I haven't come close to it either.
Sure. No, it can get like that, man. It gets like that a lot. feeling of the feeling of not being enough, insufficiency, I guess, that can really weigh on us. For me, it was the same way. That's always been my crutch, if you will, that the feeling of insignificance and feeling not enough and feeling like as if I'm not a good enough person and just like that, you know, it's just sometimes it's better just to end it. And you know, like for me, I guess I'll try to get a little personal. For me, it was more the fact that I didn't feel like I was a good enough husband, a good enough father, you know what I mean? And it was just better for me to go. 'Cause it, you know, like I kind of gave up a little bit as far as raising the kids a little bit. I've kind of I can't I gave up the reins because you know the person that I was with was just so adamant about raising the kids the way she wanted to raise them, and I didn't feel that it was correct raising the kids that way. And so it got to the point, honestly, I mean, it's changing now, thank God. But it got to the point, honestly, that I didn't think my kids even loved me. You know what I'm saying? They never listened to things I said or never did anything that I told them to do and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I would raise hell in the house, and that would cause more issues than it really should have started. You know what I'm saying? So I struggled with that a lot, man. And it was just, I just was like at the point where I was just, what's the, my purpose? I have no more purpose. Because when I was young, my purpose was to raise a family and be a better father than my father was. And it, to me at the time, it didn't feel like that was happening. I was short-sighted. And I think that's what happens a lot of times with people that commit suicide. They're looking at a short-term problem. They think suicide is the long-term solution for a short-term problem.
It's bird's eye view.
Yeah.
It's bird's eye view.
Good point. That's very good. So I'll just go ahead and say it since I've said it already. I've tried to commit suicide 3 times. I've never got into it, so I'm gonna get into it now. The first time was actually accidental, and I swallowed a bunch of pills, drank a bunch of beer, and woke up the next day, 16, 18 hours later, like, what the fuck happened? But at the same time, after I woke up, like, wow, I could have died last night. And then it was like, I wasn't scared of it anymore because it felt peaceful. When I woke up, I felt peace, stillness. It was quiet. You know what I mean? Of course, you know, as the day and time went by, all those things of insufficiency, all those, and you know, you also have to understand that I was on SSRIs at this time. SSRIs are not good. Yeah, man. If you're feeling suicidal, you know what I'm saying? I think they amplify the feelings more, if anything. But that's just in my case. I mean, I'm not a medical doctor, so don't take my advice. The second and third time I've tried to hang myself in here, actually. And I've gotten to the point where I've almost blacked out and stood up and was like, what the fuck was, you know what I'm saying? Like, holy shit, I'm dizzy as shit, you know what I'm saying? I've had, you know, the scars on my neck and everything from trying to do it. And the last time, man, I got so close to passing out that I don't know, something happened. I just stood up and said, fuck this, I'm not doing this ever again. I'll just deal with what I got and get rid of all the problems that I think I'm having and just be me and just get back to who and what I am, because I felt like for the longest time I haven't been who or what I am in fucking decades. So getting back to some remnants of the person I was, feels good, you know what I'm saying? And it feels freeing, and it feels like as if I'm back in the world, if that makes any sense. 'Cause I've said it before and I'll say it again, man. When I was on those SSRIs, I was like a zombie. I felt like the whole world was just turning around me, and I didn't have any control over anything. Just felt lonely, felt alone, you know what I'm saying? Insignificant. A terrible father, you know what I mean? All these things. And my mindset changed after that. I became more confident in myself. It took time, I'm not gonna lie. And it just got to the fact where it got to the point where I just like, you know what, man? I did it, I accept it. I'm not gonna harp over it. I'm not gonna feel bad about it. I'm just gonna keep on moving on and do what I can, especially with this podcast. And hopefully somebody takes something positive out of this and be able to, you know what I'm saying, not commit that suicide, not take that pill, not put that razor to your wrist, you know what I mean? It's not easy, man. It's not easy, and it's a conscious effort that you have to make, you know. For me, prior to taking mushrooms and prior to getting off SSRIs, my voice, there was voices in my, not voices like a bunch of different people. It's just like I just would not stop talking to myself. It's just an inner thought, constantly saying things in my head, constantly talking. And it got to the point where it was just like, yo, shut the fuck up in there. You know what I mean? And that's the mushrooms have helped that. It has quieted just the chatter that's been in my head. You know what I mean? And I don't want to make this about mushrooms, because it's not. But that's what's helped me, basically. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I still had that. I still have times where I talk to myself. I mean, it's helped. The podcast has helped it a little bit because now it's more positive than it was negative back in the day.
Sure.
When it was back in the day, couldn't escape it. Not worth it. Who the fuck cares? They say they love you, but really, do they show it? If you take yourself out, will anybody really give a fuck? They'll move on in 5 minutes. Who cares? You have no purpose.
Another thing too is like, you kind of feel like everything you touch turns to shit. You
Yes.
know, no matter what I do, no matter what I say, no matter how I act, it's always bad. It always ends bad.
It comes also from a place of heartbreak, I guess, because you kind of have put your heart out there once and it got stomped on and fucked over. And some people are like, it turned me cold. It didn't turn me cold. It just made me realize I have to know who I have to put my trust and love into. But at the same time, you can't see that shit. You can't see it right there and there. You can't physically see it. Like I said, it's a bird's eye view. You're worried about the short term and not thinking about the long term. And I think that for a lot of people, the short term is the long term. We think it's short because we've got out of it, in a sense. So we could say, yeah, that was a sh man, that shit was, but at that time frame that we was in it, that shit was long as fuck. That shit was long than a bitch. It took, it might have took 6, 7, 8 months to a lot of people. That's nothing. I do. No, nigga, 6, 7, 8 months of you committing suicide and just thinking about life and why you don't want to be here. That's a long fucking time to
Yeah,
keep
it
getting up
lasts
every
forever,
day
man.
and to get up every day and still try to find some sense of being here. That shit takes a lot. It takes a lot to try to figure that shit out. I remember when I was at the dark, my lowest, it was just like, bro, I don't want to be here. I don't see the point. I used to tell my mom that shit. I was like, I don't see the point. What the fuck is the point? Nothing's getting better. And that's what I've gotten to the point of. Nothing gets better. I know people think it does. No, it doesn't get better. It gets, you either, like you said, deal with it and make it your own. Because there's a lot of people in this world that don't understand. Like, life is fucked up. You're gonna get a shitty hand most of the time. It's just the way it goes, man. And sometimes it does have to do with your financial. Sometimes it has to do with your race. Sometimes it has to do with your gender. But at the same time, you make the most of it. Whatever the fuck you get, you make the most of it. Nothing gets better. You either fix it yourself, or you cease to exist. Because nothing gets better. You made your situation better. If that's what you want to go off of, what made it better? I made it better, motherfucker. I started paying attention more so to those that actually gave a fuck, those that actually called me, those that actually text me, those that actually would just hit me up and be like, "Hey, how you feeling?" That's why I used to post that on social media, because I was like, I know this is a real question, because I know a lot of motherfuckers don't get it. How you feeling today? That's a simple fucking question, but it means so fucking much. Cause no, I'm, cause I know damn well you're not getting that. How you feeling today at your job? Now nobody's coming up and asking you that shit. Nobody's asking you how you feeling when you get home from work. Nobody's asking you how you feel when you cooking food. Nobody gives a fuck how you feel.
Right.
And that could kind of also help a person that might be really in that dark space, and they might not even know it to that extent. Because, like I said, you're not asking them how they feel. And if you ask them how they feel, and they give you the general answer, "I'm doing good, I'm good." Nah, I'm like asking you seriously, how do you feel? That can help a lot of people. I'm not here to put it under the rug, sweep it under the rug like a lot of motherfuckers are, because I know how that would feel for me. I know how I felt when people used to ask me that shit, and I used to give them the general, "I'm good." I stop lying to people with that shit, because it's stupid to lie. It's just dumb. Like, how you feel? "I feel fucked up today. How you about you?" I feel fucked up today. How about you?
And I don't even feel like I can do that. I don't feel like I can actually tell the truth whenever about somebody asks me, because I don't want to unload all that on them. You know what I'm saying?
And then that's their that now the ball is in their court to ask you another question if they want to. Cause now they got to like, okay. And you can walk away, yeah. Like, I'm gonna walk behind you, but like, let me tell you why I'm fucked up today. Let me tell you how I'm fucked up today. Like, I'm not gonna go, but I'm gonna tell you the truth. Like, how you feel? I'm pissed off. I'm a little mad at the world today. You got a problem with it?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And if they really care about you, they will be like, "Well, damn, what's wrong? What's going on?"
If they really do care, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And now the
Now,
ball back in your court. Now the ball's back in your court to
yeah, that's
actually,
true. Good point.
if you want to unload or not. That's back. Then that kind of like fucks up your whole plan. But other than
Yeah, that's true.
that.
I think the worst thing is that when you do have somebody that cares for you and you're so fucked up in your own head that they stop caring for you, and they stop asking you those questions, and they stop, trying to make you feel better, and they fuck, being touched by a person to me nowadays is an odd feeling. Although
Bruh.
yesterday played football with the kids, man. I had such a great time. We're gonna do it again this afternoon. You know what I mean? This afternoon. I don't know why I
That's
said it like
good.
that, but
That's good.
yo, and my oldest son, I went up to go try to catch the ball, straight up pass interference. He just grabbed my shoulders and my body and pulled me down, and he was kind of hugging me, and I'm laughing. I was like, "Buddy, you got to try to let me catch the ball." You know what I mean? But he's over there. But like, even though it was a pass interference, he turned it into a hug, and he just started laughing and hugging me. You know what I'm saying? I felt fucking on top of the world yesterday. You know what I mean? And it's those little moments that make the bad moments almost, I wouldn't say worth it, just more, a little more manageable.
I have to ask you a question. Like you said earlier, because you was like, you didn't have, I guess, parental guidance, I guess, when it
Not
came to
really.
them earlier in their lives. But as they got older, they started to pay attention more. They started listening more to that. I think as a kid, you listen to your mom more when you're young, because your mom is always, she's the one that's pretty much protecting you from the world, pretty much. Your dad is already telling you, hey man, ain't nobody gonna give you shit free. You better go out there and get
Right, exactly.
it. And I'm assuming as a kid of yours, it's like you like motherfucker. I had to rob motherfuckers. You better figure out some shit today.
That's it, exactly.
And I think that's why she might have been a little bit more like, let me protect this mother. Let me protect these kids
Sure,
a little bit,
maybe.
as long as I can, because he's right. They're gonna go out there and they're gonna get into the world. And certain shit mom can't do no more. That dad's
Right.
gonna have to say.
And
Dad's
that's
gonna
ha
have to put
well,
his foot down.
that's happening now. Like
And that's what it is.
as
That's
they're
what it
getting
is.
older, they're looking to me for guidance more than they are looking to their mom. You know what I'm saying?
And that's and
And
I and I think that's as and I'm speaking as because I'm 28 now. And yeah, I think when I was young, my mom meant so much, so her word meant so much, because that was the only person I had. But
sure.
as I got older, I started realizing, oh shit, I just realized I didn't really have like that. I had like my stepdad would tell me certain things here and there, but it wasn't, but the way he would tell me was in an aggressive tone. Again, like I said, it's tone. But I
Yeah.
know what he was, it was coming from a real genuine place. I know he was trying to like really actually help me, but the way he would say it would be off to me.
Sure.
Like my nigga, don't come at me like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like don't come at me like that. And I think as a father, like as a man, you the only way you know how to do it is as with your aggression out the gate. Because you know out the gate, nobody gonna give you shit. You gotta go out there and get it, especially as a minority. You gotta go out there and go get it. So I think for like, so now your kids are starting to get older. So they're looking at dad a little bit more and being like, nah, I actually understand what he's trying to tell me, because I'm out here now in this world and I need to know. Like, is your kids going to high school? Anyone going to high school soon?
Yeah, my middle son starts high school in September.
Your oldest son already in high school?
My oldest is graduating college in March.
Oh shit, damn.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just that. Like, it's just that, man. I think that like when you get older now and you start to really pay attention to dad and be like, that now dad was telling me some real shit, because now they're gonna come to you and ask you like how to fix cars and like how to properly talk to girls in school and shit like that. And they're coming to you, they're not going to mom. That shit is awkward to ask their mom, like that shit, like it's awkward as fuck. I said no, like it's awkward as fuck, like it's just. Because mom is going to always protect you, and mom's going to always have that bird's eye view on you and say, she not right for you. How you know she not right for me? Like, you don't even know her. You know what I'm saying? But to her, anybody that's trying to take her baby boy away is not right for them.
So true. And that actually put a lot of strain on my marriage because of the way my mom was, especially in the beginning. She was like that. You took my son away. You know what I'm saying?
My baby boy, you took my baby
Yeah,
boy away from me. It's a problem.
man.
It's a
Absolutely.
problem. And that's just what
Absolutely.
it is, man.
Yeah. No, my oldest, he wants to have the knowledge, man, of he wants to know about everything and every little movement, every little step of every little thing, you know. And I tell him, look, man, I can only tell you so much. You really just have to go do it. You know, you really just have to go out there. And if you need guidance along the way, that's what I'm here for. I'm here for that. I'm always going to be here for that. You know, sorry, Miss Jackson, I'll be here on the first day of school and graduation. That's the way I really felt. I really do feel that way. I'm all of them. I'm gonna be here for the rest of your life, yo, until I'm not here anymore. I may not have felt that way at one point or in time. I may have felt like you would have been better off without me, but you know what? I'm not better off without you.
There it is.
You know what I mean?
There
It
is.
took me a long time to realize that. And I'm when I mean a long time, I'm talking at least 10 years, man. At least 10 years. And I the me committing suicide, when I talk about it in here, I've only been podcasting in here for a little over a year, man. You know what I'm saying? So those two times that I tried to commit suicide was within the past year in here. Don't know, man. I just the way I look at it now, man, it's like I can't go nowhere. I can't afford to go anywhere because I promised myself that I would be a better father than my father, and me killing myself is not that. That brings a whole new kind of fucked up to my kids' families or to my kids' lives and their families in the future. You know what I'm saying? Now, if I died in a car accident or a plane crash, you know, that's different. But if I off myself, what kind of example am I setting for my children? You know what I'm saying? So that's what stops me. Now, some people don't have kids. Most people, you know what I'm saying? And they feel like the world is on top of them, that and they have nowhere to go and they can't breathe. They can't look left or right without feeling bad. You know what I'm saying? And I've been there. I have. It's not easy. All I mean is fight. Fight for your life, yo. Fight to keep yourself alive.
And I could speak from that perspective because I have no kids.
I gotta get a
I can
beer,
speak
dude. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. No, it's 12 o'clock in the morning. I'm getting a goddamn beer after this.
But I can speak from that perspective of being without having really no purpose of being here. I guess that's what you're saying. Like you really have
Correct.
not a
That's
purpose, not a
exactly what I'm
purpose,
saying.
not a purpose of responsibility to be here.
Yes, sure. I have a responsibility to
You have
be
a
here. Correct.
responsibility to
Correct.
be there, to be here. I don't technically have a responsibility to be here. I don't have one.
I disagree.
And she would say, "Well, you got a voice." And yeah, that's cool, but it's like I don't have a wife, I don't have kids, I don't have anything really holding me here. I don't really have anything
I'm
holding me
holding
here.
you here. You better not motherfucking do nothing because then the dark therapy session is done. I can't continue this with another person. I can't do this by myself. This is literally
it
when this is my therapy right now. You know what
really
I'm
is, man.
saying? And I need my therapist, which is you, bruh.
I have no responsibility here. But I think I'm finding my purpose, but I don't have a responsibility towards it yet. I found my purpose, podcasting. It's my purpose. This is what I do, and that even took me a while to really agree to that time, to those terms of my life. Like, because like I said, I ain't take this shit serious. Like, I wanted to do it, but it was just like I don't really know what the fuck to do. I don't know how to do it. And once I like really got, and it's fucking crazy, because when I did like a, I think I did like a mental health episode once. I was just talking about literally going through I was at a very dark time in my life, and I was like, I don't even know what I'm gonna, I don't even know I'm gonna be able, I don't even know if I'm gonna be here to finish this podcast. That was like season one. I was on a way different app, and I was just like, I don't even know I'm gonna be here to finish this podcast. I was just like, I don't even know I'm gonna be here to finish this podcast. I don't know. And just that, like, just from that moment to now, it's like I've had days where I still have had suicidal thoughts. I've had days where I've been depressed. I've had days where I still don't believe I deserve to be here. That's been my biggest fear. My biggest, not my biggest fear. My biggest thing has been, I don't think I'm supposed to be here. And because like you gotta like I hate always bringing this shit up, but to be born with a heart condition and to be told that your mom, that somebody tells your mom, oh, he don't even plan his first birthday. He won't even make it 6 months. Like to be 28 now, but I see kids dying left and right. I see people passing away left and right. I see it on the news. I see it on social media. I see it. That shit fucks with me. It fucks with me. I've literally been on the other side. I've literally been the light in my face. I've known what that feels like already. And it's just like you just said, like waking up 18 hours later, it's a calming effect towards that. I don't know what it is. Like when I woke up out of the hospital after my last surgery, and I like it was touch and go. Fucking didn't know where I was gonna be here. But when I woke up, I was kind of like, well, fuck it. I already faced it once. You might as well. Like it's calm now. Like it's fucked up that it had to be that way. But it's like I kind of have seen my body on a motherfucking table thinking it was over. Like I've seen, been up there and seen a lot. Like I'm good. Like I've already seen it. Ain't nothing you can show me now. That's why I'm kind of like not afraid of it anymore. Like, people don't understand that shit. Like
That calming.
once you've been on the other side, it's kind of like it is what it is. Like you've already seen that. What more can you do? Like I think it does bring a calm towards it. It's just like, dude, it's just like it is what it is. Like I don't think nobody can ever sit here and say that seeing what's, I guess, next or what's out there for you, what the afterlife brings, doesn't bring some type of calm to your mindset because if you've already been there, what can you be afraid of?
And that's just it. Like, especially when you hover around that borderline of life and death, it can be very easy. Then you do realize how easy it really is to kill myself. You really like, oh my God, I can do this at any time. And one of the things that helped me keep going was like, all right, well, since I can do this at any time, let me wait until I have to do this. Does that make sense? Or at least that I feel like I have to do it. And knowing that it literally is just a split second between life and death, it doesn't scare me anymore. Death doesn't scare me. I think now it has become almost a I wouldn't say I'd be yearning for it, but just the fact that I know it could be done that simple and that easy just makes me want to hold off. You know what I mean?
It's
Other than the fact of being a father and continuing that legacy of trying to be a good
yeah.
father, I'm talking about like my own life. Okay, once my job here is finished, then I know it's finished, that there is nothing left for me to do. Yeah, I'll probably off myself then. But I would do it in a medically way. Like in Washington, they have medical assisted suicide, where you basically, take an injection and fall asleep. You know what I mean?
Ah, so like, okay, so it's like the electric chair.
Just not as
It but like,
electrifying.
cause yeah, like it's cause that's what the electric chair is kind of now. They have like a medical, like a deuce sleep, pretty much.
Yeah,
It's like
that's exactly with the same chemicals that they use.
yeah,
Yeah, that same stuff,
yeah,
yes.
so, yeah. I mean, this is how crazy this is. I was watching a Joker yesterday. It's the first time I saw the Joker, like the movie The Joker.
Oh my God,
Yeah, it's the first time I
yes.
saw it, and like just his him. I think he was telling somebody like I my whole he's like you're not listening to me. I think he was talking to like the social
The
worker or whatever. He's
social
like
worker, the counselor,
yeah,
yeah.
he's like you're not listening to me. Every time I come in here, I sit down in this chair and I tell you, I don't think nobody gives a fuck about me. Like nobody cares. Nobody knows I even exist. And then I sit in this chair and I'm finally telling your ass, I do exist. I do exist. And people are starting to care, but they care about some other shit. But it's like, and then like I think he's watching Robert De Niro fuck him over on TV. Cause he's trying to like, I guess Robert De Niro felt like he was stealing his act or whatever the case may be. But he's looking at it in the hospital room, his mom's in a bed, and he's just like looking at this shit. And he's just like, and he quickly was like, you know what? Fuck this. I can understand why motherfuckers like that turn into the Joker. I could truly understand it. Because just like,
Yeah, I aligned myself with the Joker a lot,
me
yo.
too. Like I fuck with the Joker heavy. Like I watch, bro. I go back and watch Heath Ledger when he was the
Yes.
Joker. Oh my God! I'm like, dog. I wish I could do that. Like, just
Yeah.
one time, just do that shit.
Them two are definitely the best Jokers, Joaquin
Whew,
Phoenix
man.
and Heath Ledger for sure.
Yes.
And just seeing the stuff that he was dealing with, all the stress and all the, I'm starting to kind of go through this a little bit. I ain't even gonna front. The rest of the world is fucking crazy to me.
Very,
Like,
very.
very weird. I'm gonna get into it when I do my own podcast, but I'm gonna talk about the service industry.
I gotta talk because I'm about to do my podcast too tonight, and I gotta talk about like why I particularly took a break this weekend. I had to, like, I fucking really physically had to like take a
It's
break.
okay
I'm like,
to.
and that's the thing, like, because if I don't, I feel like I'm getting too into this world. Like I wasn't on social media this whole weekend. Like I post here and there, but I wasn't on that shit. Like I am on the weekdays, and I think that was the thing. I think I need to get back to that because I forgot how that felt. Why I didn't have to be on social media every fucking day. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the thing. Like, I don't ever want this podcast to become a job. It's not a job, and I think I needed to take time off to understand that again. This is fun. Keep it fun. But it is your career too. And that's what you're working towards. But it's not a job. You don't punch no fucking clock. You don't go in when they tell you to go in. You go in when the fuck you feel like
Right.
it. And that's what I had to get back to understand about myself. 'Cause I'm like, let me get back to having fun again.
You don't have to force yourself to do this. You know what I mean? And like, even though we schedule this every Monday, 11 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, whatever it is.
Sometimes we get on here, we don't know what the fuck we're gonna talk about. I'm gonna be honest with y'all.
Sure,
I'm
and
gonna
that's
be dead
okay,
out
and that's fine, and that's
of
fine.
the top right now. Sometimes we get on this bitch and be like, so we're gonna do FMKs? We're gonna do FMKs today,
Yeah,
right?
I mean, for sure, for sure. I mean, and we come up with a plan then, and that's okay too. But my point being is, nobody's holding you to this. Like, there's no contract. You don't have to show up. You do it because you want to. You know what I'm saying? And if you can't do it today, we'll do it next time. We'll do it tomorrow. You can't do it
Yeah.
tomorrow. You can't do it this week. We'll do it next week. Okay. There's no episode this week. The way I look at it is not to put pressure on it. Do not put any pressure on it, because once you do, then it becomes a job. Then it becomes a burden.
But then
But you want to be good at it, so you want to do it more and more and more.
it's not just I want to be good at it. I'm on a clock. To me, I'm on a clock. And it goes back to what I've said earlier. It's like, that's what gets me a little bit depressed. I'm gonna be honest, my podcast life is great. My podcast life is amazing. Like, if I can keep it 100% in the podcast don't tire me out. It's my reality. That shit's exhausting. That shit gets me anxiety. That shit gets me depressed. That shit makes me have suicidal thoughts. Because there ain't shit in this podcast that I can't learn. I learn from you. I learn from Jay. I learn from Smash. I learn from Lingo. I learn from my TDs. Like I learn from y'all.
I don't know none of them. Who
Like
that?
I learn from them. You know what I'm saying? I learn from them. You know what I'm saying? I
Sure.
learn from y'all.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's always something new I'm learning in this podcast, and that's what makes it exciting. It doesn't have, but when it gets to reality, it's nothing I can. I'm limited.
I don't see, I'd like to think that you're not, but I understand it.
I'm limited because of my financial situation. I'm
Yeah.
limited. I can't. I don't have my own. I've said this numerous times. I don't have my own. I don't have my own car. I don't have my own place. I don't have my own. I don't have my own. And then I'm living with other people now. And it's just like, it's extra shit on top of it. If this wasn't, if it was just simple, again, it's why I say that life is fucking hard and you can't even plan it sometimes. Because we plan this shit, but I don't know if we're gonna do it every day, every time we get on a Monday. We don't know this shit. This shit might, because I was fucking tired. I was like, yo, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this. And I looked at my paper. I gotta go get blood at 11:15 Wednesday. I'm gonna do it Wednesday with you. And I was like, oh shit, I gotta go get blood at 11:15. Fuck it, I'll just do it today. And I was like, but because I was tired. And I went to sleep at like 10 o'clock and woke up at 6, and I'm still fucking tired. I didn't even do nothing yesterday. I'm just fucking tired. I've been sleeping longer and shit. And it's like, what the fuck is going on?
I just learned about this thing called chronic fatigue syndrome, and it's like that where you can sleep hours upon hours and you're still tired and you still wake up the same exact way.
I feel that way.
Yeah, and that can happen. Chronic fatigue actually can, me learning about it. All right, so I'm not gonna be sitting here talking like I'm a motherfucking doctor or shit. I literally just learned.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Arce is in the building. Dr. Arce is in the building. He about to teach us some shit today. Y'all about to get some lessons. He's not only a therapist. He's not only a therapist. He's a goddamn doctor on top of it. Let's go.
Not at all. Not at all, man. Well, chronic fatigue syndrome, honestly, man, it's like you're just constantly tired and you don't know why. No matter how much sleep you get, no matter what happens, well, a lot of times that noticing, I guess, thinking back and reflecting once I found out what this chronic fatigue syndrome was, I realized that's what actually kicks me into a depression. I thought it was anxiety. I thought it was anxiety of not doing enough and not being good enough and not doing what I'm supposed to do that kicked me into the depression. It's probably just me just being constantly tired from the anxiety of always trying to do something.
Being when my body tells me to rest, I rest. But it's getting hard to time my body now. Some people might not, like some people might understand what I mean by that, because it's like it's hard for me to time it. It's like hard for my body to like understand when it's supposed to go and when it's not, when it's supposed to just be calm. And maybe even like, cause like now I can't, like I try to wake up and like you ever, like you know, like you try to wake up but your body's just still not there yet, so you just lay down. Even like you just lay down trying to wake yourself up.
Me
I
this
just
morning.
said, yeah, I just said fuck it, and I just like sleep. Like you just say fuck it, and I'm trying, like, cause I'm trying to get my body to actually react. So I need all my, cause usually I just wake up, so my body be in a shock, and it's just running off of fumes. And I think that's what it is. I think my body's so used to just running off of fumes. Because every time somebody say my name, I'm up. You know what I'm saying? I jump up. But now my body's like, nah, nigga, you're gonna sit in this bed. You're gonna lay down for at least, a little bit of time to, get your functions right. And it's just that, I think. But I could understand chronic, because I think that's kind of also kicks off my depression now when you put it to me like that. Because it's like you're over doing your body. You're overexerting your body now.
Like you're doing too much.
Yes. And again, like I said, like I love what I do, my podcast. That's why I said last week I call y'all my family way more than I probably call my own family my family. Because it's the truth. It's because like I actually have, because y'all actually not only call me, but y'all actually care about what I'm saying. I
Of
feel like a lot
course.
of people. I feel like my family feels like they hear me, but they don't want to. They don't hear me. You know what I'm saying? They hear me, but they don't hear me. You
Yeah.
know what I'm saying?
It's
And it's
I
just
think it's
like,
because too, the friends that you've gained from this, from doing this, we don't know what your past is, just ex except for what you tell us. We don't know what your life situation is. So people like me don't pass any judgment. I don't pass any judgment. You know what I'm saying? I don't, that's none of, I'm not here to judge anybody except for myself. I judge myself harshly.
I judge myself fucking hard as shit.
And
And
that's a thing. There's no history there
that's.
for me to judge you. I just know you from the conversations that we've had and everything like that through Instagram and shit like that. You know what I mean? So who the fuck am I to judge you? I'm nobody to be able to say, hey, he's a dickhead. Let me not talk to him today, or whatever.
Shit, well, shit, we kind of tell that by certain conversations we have with people, though. We kind of tell by certain conversations we have with people, though. We can be like, yeah,
I honestly, I wouldn't say you're a dickhead at all or mean or anything. You know what I'm saying? From all the podcasts that we've done, especially like the top 10 stuff.
I'm not talking about us. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about somebody. I'm just random ass people.
I got you. I got you.
Like, you can tell by the conversation, like, yeah, this motherfucker's an asshole. You can tell. You can tell. Like, you're like, yeah, this motherfucker's an asshole. Fuck him. But is that, I
Shout
think.
out to DC, but I knew he. I could tell, boy. As soon as he popped in that first time, man, I was like, I like this guy. I like this guy a lot.
That
So I start fucking with him the whole time, and he start fucking with me back, and that's the way it goes.
yo,
Yeah, fucking right, man. Hell
Oh, I
yeah.
laughed so fucking hard at that shit. I had to listen, man. I had to clip that shit as hard as I had to get the clip. It was like a 40-minute clip. I had to narrow that shit down. Two fucking clips. Where y'all was just like, yo, Blade was the Malcolm X of his time.
Blade was the Malcolm X of Marvel, yo. That shit is hilarious. But
Oh, you
see, the thing is, him coming into the group, or him coming into the podcast with his own personality as himself, made me like him more. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying?
And that's what I
So
want. And I love that about that list because I want to get people to come in there and do it. I get it because you probably don't know what to do and you don't know what we're creating. But that's the fun part. That's the fun part. Like you can bring your own personality, and that's what I want. I want people to feel comfortable when we do those lists. Like tomorrow night, I hope a lot of people come in and feel comfortable because you've been in there already. You know what it is. It might be a different topic, but it's the same motherfuckers. Like we still crazy as shit. We still gonna have fun. That's what I enjoy. Like that's the most important part to me. It's like having y'all, and that's again goes back to what I said. Y'all my family because I can actually be myself around y'all. I feel like my real family, I gotta like tone down it.
Yeah. You'd be like, all right, everybody, hold on, everybody shut the fuck up. There's hey, everybody, calm the fuck down. Nobody takes that shit personal. Yo, we all
Nobody
talking
takes
at the
it
same
personal.
time, you know what I'm
Yeah, like
saying?
yeah, everybody, y'all still going. And by the way, y'all be like, oh, I'm sorry, Brandon. All right, man, you got it. Go ahead.
Yeah, my bad, go ahead.
Yeah, like yeah, man, yeah, y'all still do it, but that, and that's what I'm saying. My family does not do
Right.
that. Like, and so that's why I just stay the fuck away. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. And that gives me even like suicidal thoughts a little bit, because just like I'm not a part of this family, and I know I'm not. I'm the most like I'm the least. Okay, how can I say this? I was talking to my sister when she was here. And we were talking about like she's like all of us are fire signs and you are like an Aquarius, so you're a water sign. And I was like, that's why the fuck I'm here? Calm y'all the fuck down? Is that really why I'm here? Cause they come to me with their problems all day, every day. They come to me with their problems, tell me what the fuck going on. And I tell them, yeah, that's fucked up. But let me tell you why you also was fucked up in that situation too.
Right.
And I could see both sides. They cannot. They're fucking raging bulls. They fucking clank cards all fucking day, every day.
Yeah.
No problem.
Sure.
I think I am the one that breaks the calm. I think I am the one that breaks that. But that also leads to a lot of my depression because it's like, I'm carrying burdens with you motherfuckers that I don't.
Yeah.
It's not my fucking burdens. Like, it's not my
Right.
fucking problems to carry. Like, y'all don't want to have a conversation, then don't tell me the shit.
Right. Because then, because I'm gonna be opposite of whatever y'all saying, most likely is anyway. You know what I mean? I'm like
Oh, I'm
that
gonna
because
have.
just being the youngest, I'm like that.
I'm the youngest, and it's the same thing. Like it's just like it's ridiculous. I'm tired of grown ass folks not talking. Like, what the fuck are we, two? Like talk.
Well, that's
Like,
just it too. You know, in this generation and nowadays, mental health is being looked at as something important. Back in
when
the day,
kids,
it
nope.
wasn't.
No way was it. I'm literally, I guess I always say this, like I'm the last generation of a lot of shit. Like, I'm the last generation of a lot of shit. I'm the last generation of kids going outside and playing in the summer the whole fucking day. Didn't go back inside, didn't know what the fuck inside looked like until they got inside. Like, I'm the last generation of people where you had to suck it up and act tough even when you wasn't.
Facts. Facts.
I'm the last generation of that shit. I'm the last generation of shut the fuck up. Like, but I give a fuck what you feel. I'm the last generation of all that shit. These kids got it easy, motherfucker. Like, you can't be,
I don't
you
think they
shouldn't
have
be
it
complaining.
easy. I think it's just
They
moved. It moved from the physical to the metaverse.
the reason why I say they got it easy is because of you can complain and people care.
Yeah, good point.
That's why I'm like, they got it easy. People actually ask you how you are feeling. How are you doing today? Are you good? My teachers used to hit us with rulers. Who gives a fuck how you feel?
No doubt. Facts.
Who gives a fuck how you feel? Like, my teacher used to have a big ass ruler by her desk. We talk shit. She'll walk, foul, hit the damn desk. Like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Like, you be sleeping in class or some shit. She hit the fucking table. Like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm asleep. Like, and that's just what it is. I'm like, these kids got it fucking easy, man. You lucky sons
Facts.
of bitches. Like,
Yeah, word. It's just like that, man.
you can't hit kids no more. My teacher used to call my mom and be like,
Yeah, I
can I
saw
hit
that
him?
too.
Yeah, whoop his ass. Like,
Not
whoop
no
his ass.
more,
Like, what the
yo. If a
fuck?
teacher comes to me and
Yo.
says, "Can I spank him?" You better not motherfucking spank him, bitch.
You touch him, I kill you. You touch him, I spank you. How about
Yeah, exactly. If you touch
that?
him, I touch you. Yo, simple as that, for real.
As simple as that.
Nah, man. Yo, it's just, man, what a different world we live in compared to growing up in. And I that's actually going to be another one of my podcasts. I don't want to put it out there because I feel like somebody's going to steal it. You know who you are. But
Who they are? Who wait? Who they are?
if you're around my age, maybe even older, the shit that we've lived through. The 80s, 90s, early 2000s, you know what I'm saying? The 2010s, yo, completely different world from the way we grew up to now. You know what I'm saying? Just the type of shit we lived through, man. The wars, the political stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just it's just so fucking much, you know? I lost you.
My 90s, yeah, cause, my 90s, man, my 90s, the last 90s last Tuesday is gonna be last 90s last Tuesday is gonna be about news stories from the 90s.
Ah,
That's the last list we're doing for the
nice,
90s, like
nice.
the most entertainment stories. Like, it's funny to see kids now like watch like Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson now. Like, they're bringing this shit back. It's
Yeah,
ridiculous that that was 20 some years ago.
isn't that crazy?
That shit is crazy, man.
I
Like,
tried watching it, but I couldn't get past the puppet, man. Then the second episode, the puppet started talking. I was like, I'm done. Done. I do not care about that shit anymore. I think it's dumb. Have you seen it yet?
the series.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't seen a series, but I know they got like a documentary that came out Saturday about them, about like how the sex tape turned them into like pop icons, but also how fucking crazy they turned out to become because of that shit.
It fucked Pamela up, yo, for real.
Yeah, I mean, she was already like a sex symbol. It wasn't like nothing went bad for that. Like,
No, that's right.
everybody was like, yeah, okay, then we
Oh
can see.
shit. Yeah, she can hold it down.
Yeah,
But
man.
no, but
Yeah.
the series on Hulu, man, it's got a puppet in there. I'm not gonna say much about it. If you wanna watch it, watch it. But the puppet, once the puppet starts talking, I was done.
I cut out. He cut out. He cut out.
Done.
He's like, fuck it, I'm done.
Now it's not just a docu series. Now it's a fucking comedy, Now, I can't take everything on here as
Serious.
serious, I guess, you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying, as you think it should be.
And
But
but yeah,
we on some other
like
shit
that.
talking about now.
Yeah, that list next week's list is gonna be fucking ridiculous. That's just gonna be crazy. Cause I really gotta do research on the 90s stories because I know them already. But it's like that shit crazy.
Yeah, you get the
That
inside
that.
look and you get a different perspective when you look at it now and read back on what happened and shit
Yeah,
like that.
like you gotta realize what happened in a decade. You gotta realize that's a fucking just a decade, 9 fucking years of shit, crazy shit. Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, Tommy Lee, OJ, like you know that shit crazy. Lorena
Yeah,
Bobbitt,
facts. Facts,
like
Lorena Bobbitt.
the fuck, like
Yeah.
it was just 10 fucking years. You can't even fucking fathom that. It
All
was
the
just
shit that
10 years.
happened. Exactly.
That shit's crazy.
All right, so
Rodney King.
let's get,
Good
oh
God.
shit, good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's let's get back to the point that we had for suicide.
Let's do it.
Or not the point, but the topic. Sorry.
Yes.
I was doing some research. Granted, it was about 10 minutes worth of research, and I found a list on it's called Psychology Today, and it's called 7 Simple Steps for Suicide Prevention. And I want to run through them with you just to see if you either agree with them or maybe you can add something to it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Step number one, do not be fearful of inquiry about suicidal thoughts. So basically, don't be afraid to think about it.
I agree.
Okay, good. Because even if you start thinking about, oh, I shouldn't be thinking about this, you're gonna think about it more. And then,
Not only would you think about it more, you might actually do it.
that's exactly where I was going with it. Yep, exactly
You
right.
might actually do it.
You can literally sit there, oh my God, I shouldn't be thinking about this. Or, you can just be like, holy shit, I'm thinking about committing suicide. You may not even fucking be that self-aware at the time, but I'm thinking of committing suicide. I don't want to do this anymore. Fuck it, I'm just gonna go do it. But if you sit there and say, wow, I'm trying to come, I really want to die right now. If you can just sit back and analyze yourself, if you can do that, that's hard. But if you can do that, I feel like that's at least one step closer to not doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, there are 12 suicide warnings that parents should look out for, according to the CDC. This is just according to the CDC.
I don't
Now,
trust CDC, but okay.
I know, but I've felt a couple of these things. That's why I'm gonna bring it up.
Okay.
Feeling like a burden.
Yes.
Feeling isolated.
Yes.
Increased anxiety.
Yes.
Feeling trapped or unbearable pain. Unbearable pain. It's just like
Yeah.
there's this thing. It just hurts. It hurts. You just don't want to deal with it anymore. You know what I'm saying? You just don't want to fucking be here. It just sucks. It
Not
hurts so bad.
not the unbearable pain, but I think the tired part of it, I think I feel very tired by life. Like you know what I mean by like you
I
can
do.
feel tired by life. Like you're just like, good God, like God damn, like what the fuck? What's next,
I gotta wake
motherfucker?
up again. I gotta wake up
To
again
deal
and
with
do
this
all this
shit?
shit
Yeah.
all over again today. Just like, God
No.
damn, man. Increase substance use. That's me. Absolutely. And you don't do anything, right? You don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't do nothing,
Nah, my mom's been
right?
telling me I need to go to the smoke shop.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's for something else. That's for edibles. You ain't smoking nothing there. But I do that. I do that especially. And to be perfectly honest, like whenever I drink and I drink heavy, the next day I am more depressed than I was before I started drinking. Looking for a way to access lethal means. Yeah, trying to find things that you can use. But honestly, it's just so easy. Kitchen knife, motherfucking, shit like that. So, looking for ways, I think that could be just seen as a as you throwing obstacles in your way. Does that make sense to not do it? So I think if you're looking for access for lethal means, maybe not. 'Cause you could just do it. Does that make sense? If you're like thinking about,
Yeah.
oh, I could use that kitchen knife over there. I can go do all this over there. That's
Yeah,
just, to me,
I got shit in
allowing.
the kitchen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Everybody. And if you got a tool shed, you got tools. I mean, knives, tools. You don't need a gun. I mean, rope. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Get you a steady chair with a good rope. You
That's
good.
it. Exactly.
You good.
Increased anger or rage, extreme mood swings, expressing hopelessness, sleeping too little or too much. That's me.
Hell yeah, definitely.
Talking or posting about wanting to die. I've done that.
Me too.
Making plans for suicide. I've done that.
I've made plans, but okay. Yeah, I've never made plans. It was more like spur of the moment.
I got you. No,
Hey.
mine was like as soon as the kids go to sleep, that's what I'm gonna do. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I've had those too. That's mainly like, let's just walk, like run away. Type of mindset, more so. Like when everybody go to sleep, I got a fucking alarm on, so I can't really just sneak the fuck out of the house. So I can't really just sneak the fuck out of the house.
Number three, know what suicidal ideation sounds like. It's imperative that we not assume our children are joking or are not serious when mentioning harming themselves with thoughts of death. Yeah, I would take that completely serious if any of my kids said,
Yeah.
joking about dying and that kind of shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I mean, okay, we kind of listen to music nowadays that kind of has that reference of it. A lot of kids nowadays listen to music that have artists that always talk about suicide and talk about taking pills and taking out the pain and blocking out the pain and all that shit. But it still doesn't give the right to the kids to even think that that shit's cool. I get it, that's your favorite artist, but your favorite artist is depressed. And I think and that goes back to telling our kids about mental health, because like, no, they're depressed or they're really on some shit that is
Sure,
getting them like
facts.
that.
Facts.
They're on a chemical decline. You need to understand that.
And also spending so much time on the computers and shit like that drives up motherfucking depression like crazy.
That's why I got the fuck off social media.
Yeah.
That's why the fuck I got all the social media this weekend.
Facts. Facts. You gotta do that.
Got
Number
to.
four, recognize and understand the nature of their impulsivity. Now, I wanted to read this part. A study conducted in 2001 on 13 to 34-year-olds who had attempted suicide found that 50% of participants only spent 5 to 19 minutes of suicidal deliberation before their attempt. That quick. Just 5 to 19 minutes. Oh, I should kill myself. Oh, God. I feel boom. You know what I'm saying? It happens that fast.
And he
Fuck.
does. He does.
Yeah,
Because
fuck.
I think again, it goes back to being short term with a long term decision. Because you're thinking about the now. And everything that you're compelling through right now with that situation that you're in, you're thinking about the now. You don't give two fucks about the future. So everything comes rapid in a sense. So all your thoughts are now on top of each other. So you're just like, fuck it, might as well pull the trigger now.
Yeah. I mean, when I've tried mine, other than the accidental one, that I can't, the reason I count it is because of the way I felt afterwards. Like, wow, it was calm. You know what I'm saying? So, in a sense, I liked it. So, you know what I mean? Let's just keep that
Yeah.
real. But for me, the other times I've attempted it, it was just like I came in here feeling like ass. And it was weeks and days of feeling like ass. And I came in here, I said, fuck it. I wrapped the motherfucking shit around my neck and I tried it. You know what I'm saying? Had I not had the sense to stand up when I did, I wouldn't be here today. Because I was going out, bro. I was going out. And I mean that shit for real. Like, standing up was even hard because I was like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm all over the place. Fell in here and everything. But in those impulsive thoughts, man, that's what hurts us the most. We, you know what I'm saying? In any aspect, really, in any aspect in our lives, impulsivity can hurt us. But you know what I'm saying? There's no but there. But you, I said but again. God damn it. I do think we need to if we have these impulsive thoughts, we have to take a step back and just think. You know what I'm saying? Just take a step
Yeah,
back and wait.
but
Don't
also I
do it
feel like
yet.
am, but I feel also like again when you have impulsive thoughts, 9 out of 10, you think that's the right thought, so you're just gonna act off of that.
Facts. Number five. We got five, six, and seven. There's only three left.
Okay.
Know the most common means of suicide. Wow. Know the common means of suicide are the ages of 10 to 24. Wow. The most common is suffocation, which is by hanging, firearm, poisoning. Oh, just those three. I mean, that's pretty common. I would assume those would be it anyway. Like poisoning would be the pharmaceutical drugs, taking a bunch of pills. Number six is have crisis resources on hand and share them with your family. That's smart. I like that. I actually do like that. I hate to bring spotlight onto it for my kids because I don't even want them to think about it. You know what I'm saying? But there's a
Yeah.
good chance they have, or you know what I'm saying? Maybe not. I could be talking out of my ass, and I hope that they haven't. But there's probably a
Mean,
good, pretty good chance that they have.
I think to tell your family about, that particularly, I don't know. Like, that's a hard thing to tell your family.
Facts.
Personally, I think it would be hard, but then it goes back to you just want them to find you somewhere in a fucking bathtub out.
Right.
Which one is gonna be harder? You telling them that you're feeling this way, or do you think finding you dead without any conversation had
Exactly.
is worse? So it really is just whatever you decide to have. But I do think telling your family is bad, but just doing it off of the act of everything that's going on in your life is worse.
Right. That's so true. That is so true. And finally, in the event of a tragedy, reach out to a local media outlet and encourage them to report suicide responsibly. What the fuck? I mean,
That's
that's not your
stupid.
job, dude.
That's fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, I
Shout
get
out to
tired.
Psychology Today with that
Yeah,
motherfucking monster.
I get. Let me say this. I get tired of that.
Right.
I see it when somebody do pass away. We need to be very careful about how we do things now. We need to. No, nigga. Like that was that person's gripes with the world, how they felt about their situations. If they felt like that was the only way, the only end to their means, there's nothing I could have done. There's nothing that we could have done to save that.
Right.
So you telling people, all you're doing is giving kids new information on how to do it.
I think so too.
Like if we're playing devil's advocate, right? I think you're giving these kids new information on how to do it. It's not like you're not really preventing anything. You're just giving them new information on how to like properly get it done.
Yeah, hang yourself, poisoning, fucking all that shit. Yeah.
If you feel this way, you need to call a hotline. What the fuck is the hotline gonna do?
Yeah, but I am gonna give it out because that can help, honestly.
Yeah, but at the same time, this is what I'm saying. Like, it helps those that still want to be helped.
If they're on the fence, exactly.
It
The
helps those that
ones that
want to
have
be
done it
helped.
already, you can't help. They're the ones
You
that have
can't.
done.
They
Right.
have no fear. Like us,
Right.
we have no fear. We give
Right.
no fucks.
Right.
To those that are still on the fence of like, I think there's something out here for me. I don't know. It'd be nice if I could see
Sure.
it. But a lot of these kids don't have that. Because they've done it already. They've tried it already. Some of these motherfuckers have tried it already. You might not have seen it because it's not in your face, but they tried it already. And that's what it is. And I think that that's what people don't understand. Like, it's certain motherfuckers, it's a lot of motherfuckers you just can't talk off the bridge.
Facts.
And no matter how many times you show them, you love them, you give them everything, you give them all the questions and answers and everything, you buy them everything they ever wanted, there's no talking them off the bridge. There's no talking about the bridge. It's not your fault.
If y'all go back and listen to the bonus episode.
Yes.
Pillow Talk with the T. You know, she discussed how much she tried to help her sister out as much as possible. Going to the doctors with her, going to different countries, you know, counseling, therapy. They've done everything they could to try to help.
They flew out the country.
Yeah, to try to help her sister, and she still ended up taking her own life. And it comes to the point where you have to understand that people put in as much as they get out of it, right? So even though that person killed themselves, even though you tried all this stuff, you know, to try to help this person, and you feel like you couldn't help this person, you really, in fact, are kind of helping yourselves, and you can help the people around you. Prior to getting to that point, you know what I'm saying? I think that's really important to understand, that even though your sister committed suicide, your brother committed suicide, your father, your mom, a loved one committed suicide, and you know you tried at least something to try to help this person not do it, you should not feel guilty. You shouldn't feel guilty about that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the hotline works for those that still believe there's some hope left.
Facts.
But to motherfuckers that, like, care less.
But if you care less and you're on the fence, call. Call 911. Call the suicide prevention hotline, man. And I'm going to give it out real quick. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I think it
was. Go ahead.
They 800-273-8255, or you can go to suicidepreventionlifeline.org, or if you're a military veteran, please contact the RUTS Foundation for Prevention of Veteran Suicide. Please, 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 please. I'm telling you, man, it's a good organization, and they can help you. And that goes for the suicide hotline as well, man. As long as you know. See, I think this is what people need to understand, especially if you want to commit suicide, that there's people out there that really, really do care. There really are people out there that do care for your life, even if they don't know you. Yes.
Yeah. And that's what I want people to understand. Like, I'm not saying suicide hotline doesn't work. I'm just saying for certain people, you got to stop pushing it and acting like this shit is like how y'all push the vaccine. Y'all keep screaming like this shit is 100% perfect. No, it's not. Certain people have already made up in their minds. There's nothing here for me.
Yeah, facts.
There's nothing here for me.
Sure.
And no matter how many times they called the hotline, how many times they sat down with therapists and mental health experts and had these conversations, in their mind, there's no purpose. Mm-hmm. There's no purpose and there's no responsibility here.
And there's no reason to fucking go do all that.
Reason to keep going. So what the fuck is the point? And that's what I want people to understand. It's like, you have motherfuckers that just, I don't want to say they don't care. That's I'm not even going to say they're selfish. Cause I'm tired of people saying, if you kill yourself, you're selfish. No.
Nah, I'm not. Yo.
I'm not, nigga. Like, I'm not selfish. I've told you numerous times, I'm not happy.
Yeah. For me, suicide is selfless. I'm taking myself out of the equation so that I am not a burden anymore.
And people always say, what about us? Motherfucker, I don't care about y'all. Like, that's the thing. Like, I get tired of people trying to always put the blame on me for trying to bring some type of calm to my shit. You can't tell me how to bring calm to my shit. If taking myself out the equation is calm to me, that's what the fuck's gonna do. That's gonna be calm to me, motherfucker. Like you said, like we said on here, like, yeah, it was fucked up that certain situations have happened to us. But when we came back, it was kind of like, it was calm. Like, that's different. You could feel it. Like, you could feel it. And I think that's the thing. Like, we, because of what you say, don't stop trying to put that burden on us. So the people that have tried to do it and tried that have gotten close to it, just stop saying that you're selfish. We're not selfish. We're not selfish. What you, and to be honest, some of y'all don't understand. Like y'all truly can't understand that we don't see a better situation for us. As I said earlier, there is no such thing as better. Like nothing gets better. Either you work at it or you don't.
What gets better is your perspective.
It is.
That's what gets better. You know,
There it
once you
is.
start realizing these things that can hurt you and make you fall into these thoughts, once you realize that's almost the most freeing thing in your life, honestly, especially if
Once
you've
you
tried a few times.
realize that there is no craziness involved in it, once you realize that, I mean, once you realize like that no matter what, you are in control of you. Nobody's in control of you, man. You're in control of you. Nobody can make you feel some type of way if you don't give them the keys to make you feel that way. So, yeah, your perspective gets better, which eventually prompts you to make better choices and better decisions towards certain situations or certain people. You know, but again, to me, that's not a better. Like, nothing gets better until you get better. Till you mentally say, I'm not standing for this shit no more. And that's the only time it gets better for you, I guess. If you want to say better, that's the only time it gets better.
I agree. I agree. And it goes all back to being self-aware, man. I don't even think
Yes.
we did an episode on it yet, but
Have we?
being, I don't think so. Being self-aware is just so fucking important. It gets you out of your own little world, your own little thought process. If you can step back and just kind of look and see everything that you've done, everything that you've accomplished, everything, even the bad, the good, bad, and ugly. If you can step back just for a second and say, you know, and say, that's my life. What do I do from here? And if it's still, if you have nothing left, honestly, and you don't want to move forward and you don't want to do this anymore, you don't, you know, because none of us asked to be here. None of us.
None.
None of us asked to be here.
None.
Not your parents, not your parents' parents, not your great grandparents. Nobody asked to be here. We're just here. You know what I'm saying? So if it gets to the point where you really don't want to be, man, call that suicide hotline, call 911, call us straight up. I swear, man, it's like it almost seems like an epidemic. It almost seems like as if suicides are up because they are up. It almost seems like mental health, the reason mental health has become such an issue and such a big platform is because so many people go through it. And I think we just need to continue to talk about it.
I
We need to
think
talk about ourselves. And if you don't have anybody to talk to somebody. Find somebody to talk to. Find an outlet.
I think it's that. I think also suicide has kind of become I won't say a main topic, but I hate to say it, but it's a trending topic. Because so
Yeah.
many of these, it's 'cause so many of these young kids know so much about it now that it's kind of like hard to, it's hard to have a conversation about it because
Sure.
so many people so-called know about it, or
Right.
so-called have the facts about it.
I
And I
don't have
think
any
that,
facts. I just have motherfucking my own situation, my own experience.
and that's all that we could go off of.
That's
And
it.
like you j and my brother also just read literally like 20 steps of what suicide is, pretty
Seven.
much. No, it's 7 steps, but it's really like the second one was
Yeah,
about.
they sure did cram a
Yeah,
bunch of shit in there in that second one or
they
whatever.
say 7, but it's really 29 fucking steps and shit. It gives you 29 extra steps and shit. You might want to also try this, by the way.
Right.
It's but we got so many steps and so many rules and so many policies and so many this and so many that. Have you ever asked a kid, like, again, I go back to, how do you feel today?
Yeah.
And actually generally ask the fucking question. Don't just
Sure.
say it because it's the nice thing to do. I actually generally ask that question, like seriously, but like no, seriously, how do you really feel today?
Yeah.
And if they say, yo, I feel fucked up today, like
Right.
actually sit there and actually listen. And I say this all the time, I think I said this a long time ago. I don't remember where I said it. I probably said it on here. Sometimes it's the listening. We don't need motherfuckers to talk back to us. We just need somebody to listen.
Right.
That helps a lot of shit.
Exactly.
As long as a motherfucker is there to actually sit there and actually listen to your problems and actually give you, and if they do have some genuine ass answers that they can actually help you with, you would actually take that into consideration.
Sure,
There's a
absolutely.
lot of motherfuckers that just wanna, but if you actually sit there and listen to these kids actually talk about what's going on in their lives and how they really feel, they more so will respect you and actually like you more and understand like, oh wow, they actually came from a genuine place. I actually respect that.
Yep. And especially if somebody is coming with the same like energy as you and also have done some of the same things if you have as you have. But it doesn't have to be suicide. It could be whatever emotion, depression. If somebody deals with the same kind of depression as you do, the same kind of anxiety or whatever the hell it is, a lot of people can relate. That's what the thing is. I think we need to find somebody that we can relate to. Or like, well, okay. Not really, not necessarily, because I think people just talking alone, just like you said, is extremely important. But once that becomes a part where it doesn't help you anymore and you're just talking and just talking, having somebody to relate to is probably to me the next step.
Yeah, that, and also not just the relating to, but also somebody that actually generally seem like they care.
Yeah. A genuine person for sure.
A genuine ass person.
Yeah.
It's a lot of motherfuckers here in this world we can easily get to and say they say they care, but you know what I'm saying? And that brings on a lot of depression. That brings on a lot of anxiety because you're putting your faith and your trust in people that can barely sit down for 5 seconds and listen to.
Facts.
So it's just like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know some people that are like that, man. You know what I mean? When they want to talk, they'll talk to you all day, but when you want to talk and talk to them, they don't want to hear
I got shit to do. I gotta go somewhere. I got.
it.
Facts. I'm sorry. I can't talk to you today. I got that. What the fuck?
Right.
I just let you talk for 3 hours. You gave me a whole book.
Facts.
You gave me a whole book of shit on your life. But
Facts.
now you got trying to take a little airplane pilot fucking like a sense of manual and
Yep.
shit. Just fuck you, dog.
Exactly.
I
Exactly. It's crazy, man.
it.
All right, man. This is going to be a little bit of a long episode, guys, and I think it's important. No FMKs, no would you rathers. We wanted to keep the topic as is, and because that's how
I mean,
important this
we had our
topic
moments
is.
where we laughed and had fun and had a good time.
And
And
that's okay. You
that's
know,
what we do. You know what I'm
we got
saying?
a podcast. It's a podcast, bro. We got to do something. You know, we got to put ourselves into it. You know what I mean? We have to be
is
able to
true.
do
That is
that.
true. Very true.
But we hope you guys out there enjoyed it. I hope we helped in some kind of form or fashion. I
Yes.
don't know. Look, when I talk, honestly, sometimes I talk without a point. And if I do have a point, sometimes most of the time I lose the point. But whatever. I talk. And please, please.
I just about to say the same shit. I got the point. Sometimes I just don't know how to correctly put
I
it.
exactly. So, maybe you can wrap this up, maybe you can sum this up, and we can bring this to a close. This extremely heavy topic. As you can see, I had to pop a couple beers. I smoked about a half a J. Listen, man, when I tell you about suicide and how important it is for me for people to not do it, all I can say is, you know what I'm saying? I've tried it. I've done it. Well, I didn't do it, but I've tried it. And honestly, man, I realized that there's just so much more to life than what made me want to do it. As you can see, the door opened up, so it got all spotlighted up in here. It looks way better, actually. But still, you know, I think it's extremely important to at least know that somebody feels like you. How does my audio sound? My audio sound okay?
It's good, man. It's good,
Okay,
man.
cool. Just to know that somebody is out there that has gone through the same thing or something similar, and you can kind of relate some kind of way. And hopefully we helped you. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely.
So we're gonna bring this to a close, Mr. Brandon. As always, I really need to start putting these clips out of you doing the synopsis, the summary of the episode. I've been wanting to. That's been my thought process since we kind of started this. I just haven't had the time. And plus the FMKs, people who actually would, I think, in my opinion, were watching that, especially the clips. And putting out something serious kind of makes me feel like as if, well,
I mean, for this episode, it'd be
I think for
easier for
the
now.
it's different for this episode for sure. But for all the other kind of
Definitely.
stuff, I think just bringing something light to it. And you know, anyway, please bring us out, man.
Oh man.
And
Well,
start and after that, once you summarize, start your plugs. I'll do my plugs and we'll get out of here.
all right, man. Today's topic was suicide. It's a very serious topic. It should not be taken lightly. No matter how sometimes we may come off, we truly hope you do as we say, not as we do. This is truly one of those do as I say, not as I do moments. And that's kind of how I see suicide. I hope you say you want to kind of do it, you know what I'm saying? But I hope you don't commit the act. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody knows life is fucking terrible. Life is not fair. The cards that we get sometimes is just we always get some people get dealt a shitty hand from the first day they get started. It should not be the reason you take yourself out. I think better is what you make it. You know, like my brother Austin says, a better perception. You have to broaden up your perception of what life is to yourself to make yourself understand that it's not going to always be great. Sometimes I'm not going to always have the big house on a hill or, you know, the marriage or the wives or whatever the hell happens in life, but you have to at least fight for what you want. And I think sometimes in life we don't see that because we're so short-sighted, like my brother Arson said, we're so short-sighted. We're bird's eye view. We care less about what the fuck is going on around us. We want shit to happen our way right now on our time, and it doesn't. I'm like that. I'm very like that. I'm like that now. Still like that now. Even with shit going good, I'm still like that. So no matter what, man, suicide is one of those topics that will always be a topic because these kids nowadays have more answers than questions. I think that's just life. They have all the answers, have no idea where the questions go. And I think that for me is scares the shit out of me for my nieces and nephews and maybe my future kids. Because that shit's scary. To have all the answers, but you have no questions for the answers. And it sucks. You know, and we've had, you know, we talk, we have these conversations all the time, but this is what we do. This is what dark therapy session is, man. We hope these conversations that we have, and we're not experts, not fucking doctors. I don't know, RC might be a doctor. I have to check his record. I have to check his record. I Therapist RC says he's not a doctor.
I'm not a
So
therapist. I'm not a counselor. I'm just a good friend.
a great friend.
I used to be a shitty friend. I say I'm a good friend now, you know?
He borderline it. I appreciate a borderline of the
As always, I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence.
But with all fairness, man, we truly hope you guys understand that if you are in a position where you do not know what's gonna happen, and you think suicide is the only way to bring an end to your situations, call somebody. Call that one person that you do trust, that you know can listen to you, that just don't want to talk, just can listen to you. Or call a suicide hotline. Call a suicide prevention hotline. Call somebody, man. Because just because you're thinking the world will be better off without me, doesn't mean your world will be better without you. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I'll say.
Thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. I feel as if what we're doing here, it may not be this big production. It may not be this whole, big podcast or this whole big, you know what I'm saying, mental health type of show. It's just two dudes talking. That's all we're doing. We're just talking, man.
We have serious moments, and then we have some
Facts, facts,
FMKs.
facts. Nah, man. Like I said, let's close this out. If you want to give your plugs, thank you everybody for watching, for listening. I really, really do appreciate y'all, and I really, really had a great time on your podcast, and that provided some great context for this podcast. Not only your podcast, but for this podcast. And thank you for everybody that was a part of it. It was unexpected, and that's when some of the best content comes from, when it's unexpected. And that was an
Yes.
unexpected podcast. 30 minutes. We did That was 30 minutes, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? 30 fucking minutes, man. And it came out of nowhere. So, I really do want to thank everybody that was a part of that. Meet the Tyler's podcast, What the Shit podcast, Grown Ass Folk podcast, Pillow Talk with the T. You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much,
Yes,
honestly.
sir.
And when we do actually start having guests on, they're going to be the ones that are on top of the list. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely,
They're going
definitely,
to be the ones that's first. You know what I mean? So.
definitely.
Thank you, man. Let's do your plugs. I'll do mine. Actually, I'll do mine, and then you can do yours, and you can
Nice.
close out the session. You can catch me on Instagram, Arsay Senior, RSAYSR, Patreon.com/Arsay. You get a lot of great content on there. It's ridiculous the shit I'm gonna be doing, especially coming up this spring. It's gonna be a lot of things going on this year. Shroom Fest 2022. That'll be my second Shroom Fest that I've ever done. I hope people will come and join and be part of it. Also in September, it's going to be I'll be volunteering for the Rust Foundation for the Prevention of Veteran Suicide. It's part of Freedom Fest. There's gonna be a car show. There's gonna be, man, this is gonna be just games. It's a family event. Please bring your family. Come on down. And then there's the race to end veteran suicide. You can sign up to race. There's a 1 miler. There's a 3K, 5K, 22K, 26K. You can always sign up for that. And I'll be there volunteering. Come say hi. And other than that, dark therapy session, darktherapysession@gmail.com. Please send us anything. Talk to us. Anything. If you don't want your name to be known, I won't read it on here. But if you want to, add something to the podcast, and if you want to talk to us, send us an email. We can read it on the show. That would be awesome. That would be great. And let's see. I think that's all I had, man. Oh, no, I'm lying. Catch me March 1st at 8 p.m. on the Four Too Many Podcast Instagram page.
Hey.
I'll be on there as well. That's going to be March 1st at 8 p.m. Go follow me. Go follow Four Too Many Podcasts. And check us out, man. Mr. Brandon?
Hey, that's my guys. I've been on their podcast a
Good
bunch of
people.
times.
Good
Well,
people.
yeah, I've been
Facts.
on their podcast a bunch of times. So shout out to those guys. Can't wait to see that episode. It's funny as hell. That'd be funny as hell.
Same, 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 same.
Also, RSA got a podcast episode out right now on
Oh, yeah.
podcast platforms. Also on his YouTube channel, RSA.
Facts.
So yeah, go watch that, listen to that. Shout out to Lingo. You know, he got a new podcast video out also. Shout out to him.
Facts.
Yeah, brand new show. Like I said, that episode particularly is out right now on my YouTube channel and also on podcast platforms everywhere. But it's also on Patreon, my Patreon slash brand new show. Finally found a way to kind of like create, get the subscribers now and
Good.
get, I guess, paid for it. I guess if you want to say it like that. So it's $5, I guess. Yeah, I tried to make it like cheap as shit, but it was like, no, you gotta have that $5. I was like, all right, I guess. But it's $5 if you do want to follow. That episode was actually on my Patreon first. The drop today, so on my Patreon first. Yeah, Patreon. So tomorrow night, brand new show, top 10 list. We're doing another one, 90s songs, which is gonna still be the 90s. Crazy feeling to even do that. It's oh my god, it's just gonna be crazy. What else? Jack's Wild Sports Podcast tomorrow. Me and my brother Juan
Hell
gonna be
yeah.
talking about some sports that's been going on this weekend. I gotta post that when I get off here. Matter of fact, what we're gonna be talking about. Also, I gotta make the list for tomorrow. Pretty much write down some artists and some names. Oh shit, I'm running out of shit. Urban Boulevard, by the way, got my hat. Hold on, matter of fact, let me see if I can find this goddamn hat right now.
Yeah, y'all for
Hold on.
all the video watchers just saw his draws.
Nah, these shirts.
I'm just cool. I'm just
Nah.
kidding. Yeah, you are cool.
But the hat.
There it is.
The hat.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, buddy.
go to Urban Boulevard and use my code Brandon.30 for 30% off your purchase. And
UrbanBoulevard.us.
yes, urbanboulevard.us. Yeah, I got a podcast. I'm doing a podcast episode, a couple podcast episodes this week by myself, which I'm doing like my brother always say, trying to get back to the solo
Yeah.
podcast episodes for a moment. Just chill, because I ain't got no real interviews, anything going on yet for this week. Also did an interview, a couple interviews last week for my guys, Kick Up Your Heels Entertainment. And yeah,
Facts, man.
so hopefully more will be coming soon. And once I, figure out what the hell's going on, I will tell y'all, I guess.
That's right.
I think that's it. I don't know. I think that's it. I don't know.
End it out.
Oh man! Oh, I thought I did already. Oh
You
shit!
gotta
All right,
close.
I
You
thought I
gotta
did
close
that.
the session. You gotta close the session.
Ah, all right. We keep that in, by the way. we still keep that in, by the way. Thank y'all for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. And the session is now closed.